I'm scared for...
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My question is, what the hell is this? I mean, what is this whole thing?
That's a great question. And isn't it really life's ultimate question? What is this whole thing? Is that answered for you?
No. Not at all.
That's right.
Well, that's a lame excuse for an excuse.
And the terrorist, you know, situation.
Kevin is nervous. Kevin is sweaty. Kevin is horny. Kevin is extremely sweaty. Kevin has nervous gas. Kevin is totally blowing this. Kevin is pathetic. Kevin is a little bitch.
I want some swift action. I want some people put in jail right now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'll probably have his picture there or something.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What the hell?
Roll another one.
I agree with my lover.
Just like the other one.
Cut it out, you're being really creepy.
This one seems to be about to quit.
God damn.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I love you, Poppy.
Roll another one.
Some sad news in the world of radio.
Just like the other one.
And terrorist, you know, situation.
This one seems to be about.
Stop confusing me with your logic.
I don't have another cent.
Here's what I realized quickly this morning. I don't care.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Just pass it around.
You're a bastard, son of a bitch.
I have no idea what that means.
And now,
what brings you here?
I've had a revelation.
Tell it.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Abicho. It is Friday morning, the 29th of August.
Tell it indeed. Now it's Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
Now it's here.
Today's the day.
Every day I've woken up this week, I've said, well, it's finally here. It's finally Labor Day weekend. Today I'm finally right.
Why would you wake up and say that every day? Why?
I don't know, because I always feel, I don't know, this week for some reason, you know how sometimes you just get out of whack on what day it is? And every day I've woken up, I thought, oh, it's finally Friday.
But and most of the time for me, that's a Thursday thing.
Yeah.
Or a Wednesday night thing where you go, tomorrow's Friday. But really not Monday and Tuesday for the most part.
I don't know, just anticipation, all right. I guess, is all. You know, because once September's here.
Sure.
You know my theory, right?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
One of our listeners tweeted this morning or last night that there is a new candy corn infused Hershey's chocolate bar now. They're starting to put candy corn in a lot of things, I've
noticed.
That
sounds – you know why? Because you can't eat it by itself. That's why. Plastic, rubber mixture, and then they put it with something else so that it's palatable.
I love the candy corn type
of beer. You don't.
I love it. I do. I love candy corn.
You don't. You're lying.
But
it's a lie.
We can save this conversation for closer to Halloween, but again, I point out that they wouldn't make millions and millions and millions of tons of it every single year if lots of people didn't enjoy eating candy corn.
I don't think so. I think there's some kind of a conspiracy going on. I don't
think you think people are using it for fuel to run their cars or something? Yeah. Something we just don't know about. No, that's where it's all going.
No one eats it,
or it's in a landfill.
And if you
somewhere.
Have to eat it, it's not good. You're not happy about it.
Okay,
I'm just saying, science.
New video, YouTube video that became a sensation yesterday. I don't know if you guys have seen. Have you seen little Trey being told that his mother is pregnant?
I have not. Oh, right. Yes, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen
it. He couldn't be more adorable. And ordinarily, we might save this for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, but, you know, we won't have one for a week. And this is just too good to save. He's in the back seat of his car. I'm terrible at guessing how old a kid is. I don't have any kind of barometer, but he's probably three, maybe. He's a toddler. He's probably, you know, 2 to 3, something like that. Okay. He's in the back seat of his mom's car, and his little sister, Amaya, is in the car seat right next to him. And mom is filming from the front seat, and she is telling the little boy that she's pregnant. She's announcing to the family that she's pregnant. Now, you guys grew up with siblings. I don't know what the sure. age differences were, but do you have any memory or experience or anything like that of that moment when you realize mom's pregnant and there's going to be another little kid at home?
No, I was like, we were only 2 years apart, so I don't really remember.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I wasn't old enough to remember when she was pregnant.
Because I am told that little kids, you know, are never happy to that there's going to be competition in the house, because right. the fear is always that mom's not going to love me anymore. Mom's going to only care about the baby or whatever. I mean, kids like being the center of your universe.
Sure.
And it's tough when that universe expands. And I think Trey is having some of those issues. But here's a little bit of that that video that came out yesterday.
I'm pregnant.
What were you thinking?
Now, I love the first question.
Oh, my God.
What were you thinking? Which is a question that you would expect to hear from many members of your family, but maybe not your 2-year-old, right?
Did you edit the – was there more space in between there? Did he
nope.
really – he snapped back with that quickly?
Yes.
Wow.
He's on point. On point.
I'm pregnant.
What were you thinking? Why you have to just get another baby? You just have two. So why do you? This is exasperating.
Now what?
What?
Kevin didn't start using that word until like 2 years ago,
and I've never used it correctly.
He's like three.
This is exasperating.
Exasperating. He says, "Who is this little kid?"
What?
Aspirated. Amaya.
Because you just got two. So, you know, why do you want to get another baby and just replace one of your babies if there's too much?
Oh, baby, we will never replace you and Amaya. You're just going to have another brother or sister that you have to take care of. Well, help take care of.
That doesn't make no sense. This makes no sense.
You know, maybe he's right. It's possible that it is a bad choice and it does make no sense, but it's crazy that he knows that.
That is insane.
That kid's going to be president.
He's got that kind of insight.
I love that
yeah,
kid.
He may.
Yep, a little bit more.
Why does it don't make any sense, Trey?
Because if it makes sense, then you just had two babies and you keep loving them forever, not having another baby between us.
Amaya's look happy. Amaya, are you happy you get to have another brother and sister?
What kind of baby is that?
Okay, so Amaya is the little one who clearly can't talk yet, so she's, you know, trying to put the heat on her.
Right.
Trying to get some backup from the little one who can't talk yet. So he has a question. What kind of baby is that? So he's curious whether it's going to be a boy or a girl.
I don't know. It might be a boy. It might be a girl.
Boys crying is even worse.
How do you know?
I know. Because when I saw a baby crying out of my school, because I just heard the crying, and I was like, this is even worse than Amaya's crying.
Well, Trey, I don't know what to tell you about the crying. You just got to get used to it, okay?
Okay, and buy me some earplugs, too.
Buy you some earplugs. Okay.
Because boys cry more than girls. So if it's a boy, give me some earplugs. That's what he says.
That dude is already smarter than I am.
He's pretty awesome. Little Trey is awesome.
I love him.
There you go. We'll have to put that up on the Kevin B. Facebook page if you want to watch it and share it. But I love that kid.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Meet Show, shall we?
Why do you? This is exasperating.
Yes, it is. I'm amazed that he used that word.
I am too.
Adam Sessler will be on the program today talking about something called Twitch TV.
Yeah. It's your new favorite channel on the internet, right?
I love it. I went over to it when I saw this. I went to it online, started watching it. What I saw was Quadriplegic, who was playing Diablo 3, and his nickname is No Hands Ken. And I thought, wow. And this is the company that sold for what, a billion? Almost $1 billion?
Just under a billion, yeah. 970 million, I think.
Fireball needs to die. Pitbull is, I can't.
Well, all of his songs are bad, but you're saying this one is a new level of bad.
I don't know why this one strikes me so poorly. I don't.
Is it worse than his World Cup song?
That's a tough one.
That was horrible too.
He's bad. He is not good. And I don't know if it's worse, but for some reason, maybe I've heard it more times than I did the World Cup one. Because let's be honest, they didn't use it for the World Cup at all. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't see it anywhere.
Yeah.
Dexter Holland.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. One of our all-time favorites.
Talking to him today, we have Petros Papadakis in the studio as college football kicks off this weekend. A new Beans Death Corner, and Ralph's got the movie beat. So we got a lot coming up. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. It's 5:53.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome. Ooh. Time to hand this over to a professional. Ralph Garman steps in with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Let's go. Let's get through this thing as quickly as possible.
All right.
Well, holiday weekend coming up. Let's go.
Can we do that? Can we just speak
to people? Chop, chop, chop.
It's still 5 hours.
Have a little hustle. Hustle out there. Yeah, but don't dilly-dally, all right? Just get to it and get through it.
I'm with Ralph. Don't dilly-dally.
Don't dilly nor dally, uh-huh. I say. And no shenanigans. And certainly no tomfoolery.
How about hijinks?
No hijinks. What were you thinking?
Those are all time wasters.
I don't even want any low jinks.
Ballyhoo?
We'll take a little ballyhoo, just a little.
All right, just
but no brouhaha whatsoever.
No brouhaha. Gotcha.
All right.
All right, we're all on the same page.
Okay.
And that goes for you too, Muggs. Hey.
Especially you, Muggs. Dear. You are the biggest brouhaha I know. Before we get to the Showbiz Beat, let me give you something because you're nice and you have to be up at this hour. And take it from us, we know that just blows. So here's a little award for getting up early this morning. How about some tickets to see The Simpsons take over the Hollywood Bowl?
Yay!
Simpsons Take the Bowl happening on September the 12th. It's also happening the 13th and the 14th, but we've got tickets for the evening of the 12th. It is some of your favorite moments from the 25-year history of The Simpsons, accompanied by the L.A. Philharmonic, one of the great orchestras of our nation.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
Hopefully they'll put music to that scene. You'll get to
see
one of
my favorite scenes.
Celebrate a quarter century of the legendary TV show The Simpsons with special guests like Weird Al Yankovic and Matt Groening himself, the creator, a fireworks finale. It's going to be a blast there at the Bowl. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First two callers get a pair of tickets to see The Simpsons Take the Bowl on September the 12th. And again, if you'd like to go on the 12th or 13th or 14th, tickets are all on sale at HollywoodBowl.com.
Is this clip, would you guess, recorded from another room on a cell phone?
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
It sounds like you were holding your mini tape recorder up to the speaker of your portable television set.
That's just awful.
Yes.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I didn't even know how to make it that bad.
Well, you did somehow, magically, because you are you.
It's hard to argue.
Joan Rivers is apparently stable. 81-year-old comedian was rushed to the hospital yesterday, as we reported, when she stopped breathing while undergoing a procedure on her vocal cords at a clinic in Manhattan. First of all, if I'm having a vocal cord operation, I'm not stopping by a clinic. I might check myself into a full-ass hospital for that.
They do a lot of that kind
of
surgery.
A lot of outpatient stuff now, but you still can choose to not do that.
Especially, I would think, if you're old.
I would surround myself with a team from various countries. I'm bringing the medical pros from all over the world. The minute I'm unconscious, I want all the best just staring at me.
She's going to live, though, it looks like.
Well, look, yesterday it sounded like, oh, she's fine, she's recovered, but it's a lot worse off than anybody has said. She was stabilized when she went into cardiac arrest. It wasn't that she stopped breathing during the procedure. Went into cardiac arrest during the procedure. Was stabilized. Her condition has been upgraded to critical but stable. Now, other sources, including the New York Daily News, are saying that she has been placed in a medically induced coma, which doctors will bring her out of after this weekend. Her daughter Melissa has flown from California to be with her in New York City. So things are not okay. Things are dicey. Yeah.
But at least she can't talk right now.
That probably is true, yes. Good news, ladies. Corey Feldman's back on the market.
Shocker.
That's right. That's right.
A woman let him go?
His divorce from his ex-wife, Susanna, has finally been put to rest. It's all been settled. Here's the terms of their high-profile Hollywood divorce. She will get to keep their 2002 Hyundai.
Okay.
And get her maiden name back. He, however, will hold on to their 2001 Mercedes and will have to pay child support for their 10-year-old son to the tune of, hold on, $750 a month. So, boy, you know, you think Hollywood players just have it all. Sure. You hear something like that. Poor guy's got to cough up $750 a month to raise his kid.
Is he the one who always dressed like Michael Jackson?
It still does, sir.
Still does.
I'll have you know.
Yeah.
And, by the way, quite the performer.
Yeah.
Singer and dancer. He's a triple threat.
He really believes that he's got it.
And he
his,
does.
His
and,
songs and music
and
videos.
I think a dose of penicillin will clear it right up.
It's terrible.
And this is, boy, this is sad. You know Cops, of course. Long-running show Cops.
Sure.
Wildly successful Cops.
It's been like 25 years or something.
Yeah. Bryce Dion, a shooter for the Cops show. He's a videographer, was killed in a shootout while shooting the show.
Dude. Wow.
In Omaha, Nebraska. Police were in a shootout with an armed robbery suspect, and it was a case of friendly fire. One of the cop's rounds went underneath the armhole of his armored vest, caught him in the chest, and killed him.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess there is an occupational hazard if you're going to be around police work, but
I know,
still,
it's brutal.
You think you're prepared for that. That's terrible.
Cops were exchanging gunfire with an armed suspect. He fired at them in the entry of a Wendy's restaurant. Cops shot back. The suspect, by the way, was shooting an airsoft pellet gun, but they didn't know that. So they fired back with full rounds and apparently caught the cameraman, as I mentioned, under the armhole of his armored vest. So that's tragic news.
Yeah.
Who'd think you'd buy it doing Cops?
Well, you're not dealing with the best people.
But usually they're just the sweaty guys in wife beaters who are missing teeth.
Yeah, I agree.
Who are staggering along the roadside. And this is nuts. 100% nuts.
All right.
Out of your tree nuts. Mini Driver, the lovely and talented, is in that new sitcom about a boy, right? Based on the popular feature film.
Right.
She was doing a show in the UK that's very popular there called Who Do You Think You Are? Where they look up your family tree, genealogy show.
That sounds terrible.
No, it's fascinating. They take celebrities and they walk you back through your genealogy and they teach you things about your own family that you didn't even know. Like in Minnie Driver's case. Her late father, Ronnie Driver, was a highly decorated military hero that received a medal for bravery during World War II. She had no idea about that.
Huh.
He passed away in 2009, I believe, around the age of 87 years old. Was a World War II vet. And she also didn't know that her father had a wife and children that she had no idea about.
What?
An entire other family.
Oh, my God.
Minnie had no idea.
Wow.
There's a surprise for you. There's some good television.
Wow.
Even finding out your dad had a whole family before he met your mom, and then he started a brand new family with her. Good morning.
Not ideal.
Not ideal at all. He just forgot, he said. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Elliot Gould. You watching the Ray Donovan this year? Oh, this season has
I'm all backed up. What has it been, like 6 or 7 episodes?
Insane.
Got them all. Ready to binge watch when I have time.
You'll enjoy it.
All right.
76 years old today. Carla Gugino is 43 years old. Lea Michele of Glee turns 28. Liam Payne from One Direction is 21.
Oh, my God, it's One Direction. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm peeing in my pants.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I am shitting all over myself.
Yeah, sure.
It is One Direction.
You know how that happens. And Courtney Stodden, remember the child bride?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was dating that old dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I have to give her a bell?
They're back together again.
I don't know. I don't know.
She is 20 years old.
I'm going to go with no on
have
that.
You seen
She's
her lately?
Only 20?
She looks like Angeline.
Oh, yes. My God.
That's what she looks like at 20.
She does.
At 30, she's just going to become a pile of dust.
Yeah, no bell
That's
here.
What I'm guessing. Yeah. She's going to be human jerky. I don't know what's going on there, but the girl looks like she has very little moisture. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, guys, we're on.
Get on the good foot.
Here we go, Kevin.
We're on.
Oh. Hey, brand new Beans Death Corner next hour, and Petros Papadakis
talks college football first, though it's Friday. That means Ralph is here, and it's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
With
without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Interesting batch of films this weekend. If you want to spend some of your holiday inside a theater, you got a lot to choose from. Let's start off with the scary movie. This looks scary. It's called As Above, So Below. When a team of explorers venture into the catacombs that lie beneath the streets in Paris, they uncover a dark secret that lies within a veritable city of the dead.
Love it.
This is for reals, by the way.
What?
These catacombs in Paris, they exist.
I've been in them. I've visited them.
What? Boom. There you go. There's a first-hand account.
Yeah. Have you added bodies to it, Bean?
I have not. I took some. Took some with me back to the hotel. Right. It's cool.
Sure. It's like a creepy takeout for Bean. To just get a baggie and just take some home.
They should really deliver.
So you go under Paris, and it's a death and skulls and catacombs and
thousands of them, by the way.
Horror and death.
Why don't they do something about it? Why don't they close it off? Why don't they?
Because they're all going to die tonight.
Clean it out. Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a scene from As Above, So Below, where these explorers are trapped and they're trying to find a way out of these hideous, horrible, terrifying catacombs.
George!
What is it?
Look, it's the Porta Alchemica. This is As Above, So Below. That phrase is believed to be the key to all magic. So if they carved a door on the ceiling...
There's got to be a door on the floor, too.
Yeah, someone hand me your rock.
Wait, we are in the bottom of the catacombs. There's nothing below us, darling.
There's a way out.
I'm not going in there.
All right, that may not have been the most terrifying scene to play for you to entice you to see this film, but you get the idea.
Not really.
They're in catacombs.
I got the idea from what you said before
they're
that
in catacombs, and they're trying to escape from them.
Okay.
And bad stuff happens. That's all you need to know. Also opening up this weekend, this is a fascinating film coming out in limited release. It is called The Congress. It is weird stuff. Here's the basic premise. An aging, out-of-work actress, played by Robin Wright, named Robin Wright...
Okay. I'm with you so far.
It has to accept one last job because her son is going blind and she needs the money for his medical treatment. So she accepts an offer of this conglomerate movie studio to download her entire body, face, emotions, brain scans into a program that will allow them to reproduce her as a film star for the rest of eternity.
Oh, wow.
And by in doing so, she gets transferred into a world in another dimension that defies all logic and reason.
Okay. I'm not positive I'm going to be able to keep up with that.
This is some weird-ass stuff we're talking about. Here is a scene from The Congress who tells Robin Wright, played by Robin Wright.
Right.
Harvey Keitel is the head of the studio. He is telling her Wilder using this new filmmaking technology.
Do you think it'd be any better for her or for you if she was stuck on a set for 6 weeks like a dog?
You don't have a problem with the fact that they didn't ask her?
When did they ever ask you? You were always their puppet. They told you what to do. They told you how to behave, how to act, how to smile, how to love. And when you hit 35, they told you how to look young. Because if you didn't do what they wanted you to do, you would cease to exist, for Christ's sake.
Huh. This looks wild, man. Check out the trailer. You'll say, like, This is fascinating.
Like,
this is
good, crazy,
yeah,
wild.
Yeah, like this is insane. But I'm really enticed. I would like to check this out. Also opening up this weekend in limited release is Life of Crime. This looks like a funny, cool crime drama. D. You know those films like Get Shorty, like those caper films. This is also based on an Elmore Leonard book, and this has the same kind of vibe to this as that does. It's about a guy, a very successful real estate developer, who has a wife that he's planning on divorcing, but before he can, she gets kidnapped, and the criminals demand $1 million ransom for her, and he says, I'm not going to pay you. Right. I was going to divorce her, and you're saving me alimony, basically.
Save me some time.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston is the wife. Mos Def is one of the kidnappers. Isla Fisher is the mistress to Tim Robbins, who plays the real estate developer. This looks very funny and also very cool. Here are some clips from the trailer of Life of Crime.
Yeah.
Frank?
Tomorrow morning, you're going to go to the bank and draw $1 million out of your account and deposit to account number 89.
Slow down. What am I, a stenographer?
$1 million?
It's just not going to happen.
What do you mean?
He filed for divorce.
You tell him he's never going to see his wife again? He doesn't want to see his wife again. You just saved him $100,000 a year in alimony?
He's so dumb. It's adorable.
Hey, you keep your wife out here. Someone's liable to steal her.
You promise?
I love Tim Robbins. Looks awesome. The November Man. Oh.
This is mine. This
Bond is back. Yep. Bond is back without Bond. Pierce Brosnan returns as an ex-CIA operative who's brought back on a very personal mission, finds himself pitted against his former student and some high-level CIA operatives and some Russians. This just looks awesome. Pierce Brosnan, who was so great as Bond, is back in spy form with the November Man. Also, Olga Kurylenko also starred in this. She was a former Bond girl herself. So there's a lot of Bond connections to this spy thriller. Here is Brosnan talking to the CIA agent that he trained. He's talking to him on the phone while he's also being chased and they're trying to kill him.
No, I don't get you, Devereaux. I'm the one you want. Why not take your shot?
Tempting. Give away my position, though. I'm always willing to die for the cause, eh, Mason?
Fear's the enemy, you taught me that.
Yeah. Well, I haven't finished teaching you yet, son.
Yeah, here I am about to take you down all the same.
You're not gonna take me down, kid. You're a blunt instrument at best. No perspective, no knowledge.
Keep talking, old man.
This is humiliating. Embarrassing.
Again, not the greatest clip, but you get the idea of what's happening in the November Man. And also this weekend, re-released in theaters, the 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters!
Ghostbusters! Something strange in your neighborhood.
Did you say 30 years?
30 years.
Wow.
30th anniversary re-release of Ghostbusters. If you've never seen it on the big screen, take advantage this weekend. Find it at a theater near you and check out. How do you like that?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We take you to Florida right now with a man named Doug Wilkie, who might be retired. I don't know what his work situation is, but he definitely has time to write a lot of strongly worded letters to City Hall because he's got a cause.
He's future Bean.
He has a he's present Bean, by the way.
Yeah.
If you saw how often I write the newspaper on the island, he has a cause though. At least he's fighting for something important. At least he's trying to make America a better place because that damned kid next door is running a lemonade stand, and Mr. Wilkie is tired of it. Don't you know? Tired of it.
12-year-old kid running a lemonade sale, and this guy has emailed and contacted City Hall many, many times.
Wow!
Trying to get it shut down.
Let's check the news from Dundon, Florida, and see what they're saying.
It may be hard to believe, but a Florida man made it his mission to take down this 12-year-old boy and his lemonade stand. The Tampa Bay Times reports 61-year-old Doug Wilkie had emailed City Hall at least four times, citing little TJ Guerrero, for illegal business of selling fresh-baked cookies and lemonade.
But he just doesn't really approve of it, I guess, and he says I bother him. And that the traffic is annoying, I guess, but I don't really understand why.
Fortunately, the rest of the neighbors told authorities they had absolutely no problem with the refreshment stand.
And after they ran that story in the paper, hundreds of people started showing up.
He made so much money. Did he make
like 600 bucks in a day?
Yeah.
That's a lot for a lemonade
awesome.
Sale.
Well, I don't think Mr. Wilkie's intention was to get hundreds of people now to descend on the lemonade stand to increase whatever his complaint was originally. But we thought, let's go right to the man himself. Let's find out what's going on with Doug, who joins us on the phone of the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Doug.
What?
Oh. It's Kevin Beecher. You talked to our producer off air. We were doing an interview with you.
You have any idea what time it is?
Well, yeah. You're in Florida, though. You're 3 hours ahead. I'm sure you're up.
I don't care with the phone ringing. I don't need the phone ringing. What about the peace and quiet?
Maybe you should move out of a neighborhood.
I moved into a neighborhood.
No, I know, but I'm saying in the neighborhood you have neighbors.
Yeah, I know I have neighbors. You know what I didn't move into? A mini mall. I didn't expect them to be selling cookies and lemonade outside my house 24 hours a day. If I wanted that, I would have moved into a freaking 7-Eleven.
But isn't he just a little 12-year-old who's out there, you know, like in the afternoon just trying to make a few bucks to buy a bike?
Oh, you know what? That's how it starts. Next thing you know, he's selling cookies. He's selling lemonade. Oh, he's selling heroin!
That's a pretty big leap.
Is it?
Yes. Have you never... Have you never seen a lemonade sale other than the kid next door? Because
listen.
It's not that big a deal.
I don't care how old he is. All I know is he's running a business in front of my house illegally. You hear me? Illegally. He has no permits. There's no health inspectors. People come and die all day and night buying cookies and lemonade, if you want to call it. I like to call it crack.
Why do you suppose it is that all of the other neighbors that you live near are fine with the lemonade stand? They've got no problems with what the kid's doing.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with the idiots. They're all idiots. And I'm the only one who makes any sense. And this kid's out there, oh, making all kinds of money. Is he paying taxes? I don't think so. I'm paying taxes.
But, sir, he's 12. I mean, he's just a kid.
Oh, he's just a kid.
And he's not doing it in front of your house. He's doing it in front of his house.
He's a kid. I'm a grown-up. Right. All right? I fought in a war.
Okay, fine.
I deserve a little peace and quiet in this neighborhood out with the birds singing and the grass growing and people walking up and down the sidewalks. What do I have to do to get some peace? Oh, hold on a second. There's this guy again.
What's happening? What's going on?
Hey, get some oil for your goddamn wheelchair. That old lady in her wheelchair wheels by my house every day in the morning. Hey, how fast can you wheel?
Oh, Mr. Wilkins, come on.
How about some noise in this neighborhood?
That's absurd.
Yeah.
No, stop it.
That'll get her moving.
Don't shoot at the lady in the wheelchair.
I didn't shoot at her. I shot over her head. I'm not an animal.
What did you think about once the story was made public, hundreds of other people from around the state coming to buy lemonade from your neighbor?
Yeah, communists.
Communists?
That's right.
That's sort of the opposite of communists.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, they're all coming to spread the wealth. Oh, that makes me sure everybody can just do whatever the hell they want. Let's forget all the rules and regulations. They're communists, just like Hitler was.
He wasn't a communist. You understand? He was a Nazi, right?
Whatever bad thing he was, they're all like him.
You're shooting a weapon. Isn't that worse than the 12-year-old selling lemonade?
Oh, I'm not selling the weapon, am I?
No, but you're shooting a gun.
Well, yes, sure I am. It's Florida.
It is Florida. We forgot about that.
Good point. And I got a lump in my throat, guys. You're going to say what's wrong.
Yeah. I got a lump in my throat, guys. You're going to say what's wrong. Close myself high.
You just take that ukulele out of your throat. Sing
you okay there, Ralph?
Song. It's just BS. This whole thing's BS.
Ralph wants to go home right now. He does.
He's got no time for this
done
nonsense
with us.
Today.
Ridiculous.
He's done with everything.
Ridiculous nonsense.
Petros Papadakis talks college football next hour. Brand new Beans at Death Corner. And we'll do the grand prize drawing to find out who gets the hotel and the private ride to and from the show and the biggest K-Rock bands from the stage for the Made in America Festival this weekend. That grand prize drawing coming up in just a few. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday.
You know, when I was doing the movie beat earlier in the hour, I neglected to mention that a very cool thing's happening tonight at the New Beverly Theater. You know the New Bev? You know,
sure.
I'm not sure where it is.
It's on Beverly Boulevard.
Okay.
Just off of La Brea, between La Brea and Fairfax.
Okay.
And it's a retro house. It's a place that shows classic old films and stuff like that. It's a great little theater. They're doing a special event tonight as a 10th anniversary celebration of The Girl Next Door. Do you ever see The Girl Next Door?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Love that film.
Yeah, it's really good.
Luke Greenfield, my buddy who directed Let's Be Cops, we just had him in to talk about
that.
Don't
care about the director.
He's my buddy, and he wrote and directed this film. This was his first big deal back in 2004. Yeah. Anyway, Alicia Cuthbert was the star of the film.
Yeah.
Sort of, all right, easy. Made her a star. Emil Hirsch was also in the film. Timothy Oliphant. James Remar.
Ripper, if I remember
Paul
correctly.
Dano. She was a porn star, Kevin.
Porn
if
star.
You don't, so you don't remember correctly.
Oh, I remember.
Apparently you don't. But she moves in next door to Emil Hirsch, and then there he is, a teenage boy living next door to a porn star. And stop it. Anyway, it's a great film. If you want to check it out, he's doing a special midnight show tonight. Some of the cast will be there. Luke will be there, the director. They'll do a Q&A, and it's going to be a fun event to celebrate the 10th anniversary of The Girl Next Door. So check it out. This is sad news. Bobby Christina Brown's husband/brother, Nick Gordon, has been arrested for driving under the influence. That family just seems like they got a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Bobby kid? Christina Brown is the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, okay.
She married her longtime pseudo-brother, Nick Gordon, who was living with the family from years. Remember that?
Oh, and then, right. And they weren't related by blood.
They were not related by blood, but they were pretty much raised together. And then they went off and got married.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he flipped his BMW and slammed the vehicle into a fire hydrant.
Oh, man.
Just outside of Atlanta on Thursday. When cops investigated the incident, they found out not only was he under the influence, but he had been driving with a suspended license. So, just good stuff all the way around.
And he was wasting water.
More legal news. Hugh Hefner is not too pleased with a Canadian escort service called PleasurePlaymates.com. He is suing them because he says the use of the name Playmates in their company's name tarnishes the sparkling reputation of the Playmates in Playboy magazine.
It does seem to be his word.
But is it really?
Well, I don't know, but it seems.
Did your daughters have Playmates when they were kids?
Well, on the playground? There is that, I guess.
The phrase exists, right?
There is that, I guess.
Now, in this case...
Yeah, it happens to refer to hot chicks.
It is in a sexual connotation, and they are escorts.
Right.
So,
What's the name of it?
PleasurePlayMates.com is the website.
PleasurePlayMates.
It's for Canadians, Kevin.
.com.
Anyway.
Vacation coming up.
Hef is claiming that the girls in Playboy magazine have a wholesome appeal, are classy and sophisticated, while these girls are lowly escorts. So they are suing and want the company to hand over the URL and change the name of their company. So,
I think that's a legitimate complaint in that they're in a similar business to his. There could be some confusion there with the word Playmates involving attractive young women. That's my ruling.
All right, Judge Bean.
I'm saying as opposed to the more conventional use of Playmates to talk about, you know, little kids coming over.
Yeah, but I think playmate is someone you're going to play with. I mean, I think that's a legitimate use of the word. They're not saying bunny. They're not saying the pleasure, you know, Playboy's pleasure or something.
Right,
they're using the
right.
name of the brand per se. They're just using the phrase playmate.
But you're now ruling against your own father.
I know, but
your
I just
father
think
figure. I should
seems
say.
Like a, it's a little touchy, a little ticky tack.
All right,
but what am I going to say?
Hey, Ralph, I know you said no ballyhoo today, no hijinks.
I told you.
But I have to break in. I'm sorry. This is breaking news? This is important, yeah. K-Rock listener Christina would like to point that Ralph shortened the Beverly to the Bev and wants to know what we're going to do about it.
The new Bev is what the theater calls itself.
Uh-huh. Is it the new Beverly Theater?
Good catch.
Here's the thing. I think you can do it with proper nouns.
Oh, wow.
A distinction is being made, ladies and gentlemen.
We had no distinctions yesterday.
No, because, like, people's names?
Yeah.
I have no problem with calling Kevin Kev. Like, Kev Smith, I call Kev.
Right.
That's uh-huh. I shorten his name when I'm talking to him. I mean, people get nicknames and stuff and everything. I think proper nouns, people can do that as long as it's with the consent of the person and or thing, right?
Natch.
Natch.
That's
the difference.
That's a proper noun.
And that's why this isn't, like, Presh or Adorbs or Cali.
I don't believe so. Yeah, I think it's okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're buying your defense for now.
I felt like it did need to be pointed out, though. That's all. So
I mean, they refer to themselves as the new Bev. It's like
the new Bev.
I mean, that's what the theater called itself. So I assume that they're okay with that.
Okay. All right. As you were.
Don't you believe?
Don't care. Be honest.
This is great news. Steve Zahn, one of my favorite actors on the planet, has been added to the cast of Modern Family.
No kidding.
How great. That show just got greater.
Wow. They need... better?
Yeah.
They've got all great actors and actresses already.
The upcoming sixth season, he will play the dad of a new family that moves in next door to the Dunphys. They're already calling them the neighbors from hell, so I'm already laughing just thinking about it. It's all good stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays. Elliot Gould is 76 years old today. He is probably best known these days for his work on Ray Donovan, but at the time, he was one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
Was he MASH? Was that him?
MASH, yeah. A lot of Robert Altman films. He did a ton of work in the 70s. Married to... Barbara Streisand for a short period of time.
Poor bastard.
76 years old today. Carla Gugino, very lovely and talented actress, is 43. Lea Michele of Glee is 28. Liam Payne from One Direction celebrates.
Hey, One Direction!
21st birthday.
What are you guys putting in your hair?
And Courtney Stodden. I think we can take her name off the list.
Yeah, go ahead and scratch that off.
She's really not relevant anymore since she divorced her creepy 50-year-old husband. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Play that again, B. What was that? I'm not sure that's...
He's taking it away from us because we're not good.
Are we not good enough?
I understand.
I think you're five.
The robots are taking over the world. There's always room for more hay, right?
Made in America, we have been giving you tickets to this weekend, of course. You got a pair of two-day passes. You also qualified for the grand prize, which Mark Sandoval of Los Angeles won.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Mark. You got a hotel, you got a ride to and from the concert, and you get to watch the biggest K-Rock bands from the stage.
That's an unbelievable lineup, by the way, and I can't believe there are still tickets available for that. But Kanye West and Imagine Dragons and Weezer, Capital Cities, just a tremendous, tremendous lineup. So congratulations to Mark. Thanks so much for listening. Petros Papadakis joins us in moments. We'll talk all things college football. But first, how about a brand-new Beans Death Corner?
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Beans Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head.
Death. We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
So much sweet, sweet death for you this week. We start with a man in Pennsylvania. His name has not been released. When you start listing the ways you want to die, Kevin, we've had the discussion before about whether you want to be hanged or drowned or however you have to die. You want to go the least painful way possible, the quickest way.
Yes.
Where does drowning in a manure pit fit into your list?
Hasn't made the list.
It's got to be near the bottom, though, right?
Yeah, I've not had to think of that ever in my life.
Farmer is on a tractor that overturned into a manure pit and trapped him underneath it. He was in the south central town of Intercourse, Pennsylvania, which usually it's funny when the story comes out of Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Not so much. He was driving something called a skid loader. It's a compact piece of equipment that helps farmers remove manure from barns. It accidentally toppled into the farm's 4-foot-deep manure pond. The man was buckled into the seat of the loader and could not escape in time, pronounced dead at the scene after the machine was pulled out by a towing company. So his last thought was, I am in a puddle of manure.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not how you want to go.
Manure pit death, by the way, has been added to the Made in America Fest.
I hear they're very good. Here's another way you don't want to go. We've heard of lots of crazy ways that people have tried to commit suicide. Here's a guy who cut off his head with a chainsaw.
What? How does that even work?
I've tried to picture that, too. It does seem like you get a certain distance in, and all of a sudden it seems like unable to continue to operate the machinery, right? His name was David File, 50 years old. He was protesting something that was going on at his condo, his apartment. I guess they had sold the building off, and his condo building was going to be demolished. And he was, in the words of the press, irrationally opposed to leaving his home. So on July 5th, he stood out in front of the apartment complex and cut off his own head with a chainsaw.
That seems like a rational decision. I
mean, my God.
The deputy coroner said, in the 15 years I have been sitting in this position, this is the most bizarre case I can ever recall. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anything like that before, too. Couple of stories that bubbled up. Usually I have to dig around a little for Death Corner stories. A couple of stories happened this week that were so popular, I think a lot of people might have already heard about them. But they're worth mentioning if you missed the chef cooking a soup dish using cobra flesh in China. Cut off the head of the snake. 20 minutes later, as he was throwing the head out, the snake bit him and killed him.
That's a true story.
Well, I don't know if it's true.
I read it on the internet.
I saw it on the internet as well, but it seems like it has a suspect source material. But I'm willing to believe it's true if you are, Kevin.
I'm in.
The man could have been treated with life-saving anti-venom, but they were unable to reach him in time. It's a highly unusual case. It appears to be just an accident. He was preparing the snake for the meal himself, and he was just unlucky, says a police spokesperson. There was nothing that we could do otherwise to save the man. Only the anti-venom could have helped, but it was not given in time. It was just a tragic accident.
20 minutes after.
According to a snake expert in the article, Yang Hong Cheng, all reptiles can function for up to an hour after losing their body parts.
Well, quote, how about a heads up on that?
It is perfectly possible that the head remained alive and bit the chef's hand. By a time a snake has lost its head, it's effectively dead, as basic body functions have ceased, but there is still some reflexive action. It means snakes have the capability of biting and injecting venom even when the head has been severed.
You are all going to die tonight.
That is crazy karma, though, if you kill a snake for dinner and the snake ends up killing you for spite, right?
Yeah.
And here's another one you may have seen on the news, an actual tragic story. I guess it's about 100 kilometers, it says here, outside southeast of Las Vegas in a town called Dolan Springs, Arizona. A shooting range instructor there was teaching a 9-year-old girl how to shoot an Uzi submachine gun.
Well, that's important.
Now,
aren't those illegal in most states?
You know Arizona, Kevin. Anything goes in Arizona.
Yeah, well,
anything you got, you can shoot in Arizona. I just am curious. I mean, I guess there are a lot of people who are deep into the gun culture, but would you take your 9-year-old to shoot a submachine gun?
I don't think so. Maybe a 22.
Yeah.
Maybe you start out something
practice.
Like that.
You
start out there.
Not spraying bullets.
The girl and her parents were at the range while on holiday. The instructor was standing next to the girl instructing her how to use the Uzi when she pulled the gun's trigger. And this won't surprise you, Kevin, because you've shot big guns before. The recoil sent the weapon over her head, causing bullets to spray everywhere other than in front of the woman, the young lady. And according to the sheriff's office, it just shot and killed the instructor right there on the spot.
It's difficult to hold those guns down. Because they want
exactly
to naturally right up.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And she was only 9. She didn't really have the strength maybe to do that.
Well, he's an idiot.
He's not a dead idiot. He's not a good teacher. I'll give you that.
So stop it, America. And that's this week's Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
We will talk college football with the P coming up in about 15 minutes. But first, your girlfriend Rosa G is back, Kevin.
Oh, she's so awesome.
You remember Rosa G? We had her in a couple of months ago when she was shed this new video out about the 4th of July.
4th of July. 4th of July. 4th of July. 4th of July.
And everything about her videos looks like they were shot on VHS in the 80s.
Yeah. It's weird because she writes terrible songs and makes terrible videos and is a terrible dancer. And it's really hard. I think that's a real art to make that funny. Most of the times you're just bored or you hate it or whatever.
And you should specify, she does all those things terribly on purpose.
Yeah, she does.
This is a character that she's playing to be funny, and she just nails it.
Yeah, we just tweeted out the link to this this Labor Day song. She's got a song now for Labor Day, as it is Labor Day weekend.
Whoa, amazing. Summer flew by. We know because it's Labor Day and fall is here. Drop the beat. We popping off for Labor Day. We at the top on Labor Day. A 3-day weekend just for Labor Day. Means pop the Labor Day laces whip. Pop the laces whip. Lacy pop the laces whip. Lace on Labor Day. Pop the Labor Day laces whip.
I think she's saying lazy sway. It's a dance.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what she's saying. It's a really, really terrible dance that she's doing.
Pop the lacy sway, lacy, pop the lacy sway, lace on Labor Day, pop the Labor Day, lacy sway. End of Agosto, I'm finna go loco. My crew freaking out like the genie out the bottle. It's Labor Day, yeah, it's Labor Day. When we salute the workers in the USA. For grinding hard, 9 to 5 like a hustler. 3 days off to job, the last day of summer. Or ride around and bust a move. I might not take a shower, I got nothing to prove.
I love the guys in the background going, hey, hey, hey.
I might not take a shower, I got nothing to prove.
No calls, no emails, no faxes. If the boss bugging, say, hold up, I'm relaxing. Hit that hammer, ride it like a Ducati. We're not sending no carbon copies. Fashion switching, better follow quick. Put the whites in the closet, time's up, top tick. People ask, can I sway like you? I say first, lose the whites, I'll enlighten you. We popping off for Labor Day. We at the top on Labor Day. A 3-day weekend just for Labor Day. Means pop the Labor Day, lace sway. Pop the lace sway, lacy, pop the lace sway.
I gotta tell you, it's nice to have a theme song for days that we didn't used to have.
It's true.
Yeah. I was thinking there hasn't been a lot of call for a Labor Day song, and there may still not be.
It's on Labor Day, pop the Labor Day, lace sway. Pop the lace sway, lacy, pop the lace sway, lace on Labor Day, pop the Labor Day, lace sway. Downtown, scope the parade, marching bands, awesome floats, all walking one way. Going dummy off this flyer, back to school supplies. My dislike of his deep, but got himself supersized. For my hot swayers, cool weather means layers.
Heard enough for, you mean more?
I'm just struck by how bad a rapper she is.
Yeah.
And how funny it is that she's that bad.
She's terrible, and she makes it funny somehow.
Got the cardigans and your new windbreakers. Or a
best if you don't rock sleeves. Colors go ham in the leaves of a tree. Labor Day sales advancing, people glancing, financing. And we camping in throngs, and it's so long that we're cramping. And soon it's cash will be flashing, cause the prices is lashing. You can get two mattresses for the price of one. That gets a little sweet. Popping off for Labor Day.
All right, I think, at the top on Labor Day. I think that's maybe enough now. How dare you? Dexter Holland from The Offspring next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. And what's the deal with Twitch TV? That's all coming up here on K-Rock. First, though, remember yesterday when the King of Mexico came in and he said, Petra's working late tonight. He's on the TV. He's on Fox Sports 1.
Right.
Late. But
right.
He loves you guys so much.
Right.
That he's getting up and coming in and still doing your show to kick off the college football weekend.
Yeah, and I remember we were really happy. Remember,
we were
like,
so
yeah,
impressed with that. We're like, P is our boy.
What
we're
a good
down
guy.
P, he's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Fast forward to this morning. Whoop! Where's P? I don't know. I'll call him. Oh, his alarm didn't go off. P, what's going on, brother?
The best laid plans of mice and men, man. The dog ate my homework. What do you want?
As they say. So there's no love anymore for Kevin and Bean? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I love you, but you can consider this a formal protest against Ralph Garman for not doing the Bachelorette in Paradise report on Kevin and Bean with...
Yeah, I think
the one and only Petros Papadakis.
I'm willing to take that risk.
I think he's regretting it as well. He says, with all the vomit and everything else that's going on so far, he says it's been a spectacular season so far.
It's better. It's better than The Bachelor. It's ocean sex every week. I mean, it's awesome.
I'm relatively sure we didn't get you up to talk about that, though.
But I got up to talk about it.
I see.
So, Pete,
I do. I'm embarrassed.
Well, you should be, by the way. It's very unprofessional to just not show up for a scheduled radio interview.
You're right.
All right. We want to talk about what it's looking like for the locals for the season, but we need a few minutes of P wisdom on the terrible situation, the terrible timing of the situation with the young man that's now been suspended indefinitely for the Trojans. What's going on? What's the latest on that for us, Pete?
Josh Shaw. I'm going to sound like a football analyst here, so just brace yourself.
All right.
But this is a very unfortunate situation that went down. This kid was voted the captain of the team on Friday night. Something happened to where, and I think USC has a pretty good idea of what it was, where he blew both his ankles jumping out of the third story of a building.
Now, was that on a dare or something?
No. It looks like.
Interesting.
It looks as if you read the LA Times and the Orange County Register and read between the lines, it looks as if he was running from the police.
Oh!
It looks as if.
All right.
But he said that he saved his nephew from drowning in Palmdale.
Okay, so that was his original story, and everybody was like, wow, that's crazy, and you hurt both your ankles. You're a hero.
And, you know, with all due respect to the powers that be, many of them I grew up with at USC, you know, if anybody I ever played with, including a guy who's decorated captain of the team, gave the commencement speech when he graduated in the spring and all that stuff.
Yep.
If that guy tells me that he saved his nephew from drowning and that's why he has two sprained ankles at 3 a.m. or whatever, I would put my hand on his shoulder and say, tell me what really happened, dog.
But
better stories than that, guys. I mean, it's a college football thing. So the fact that USC heard the story, didn't vet it properly, put it out, and then invited the national media for a press conference, and up until like 15 minutes before that presser, they didn't realize that basically they were perpetuating a lie.
But, yeah. P, do you think that it has anything to do with the university kind of being a little gun-shy because they've had so many problems in the past they wanted it to be true?
Well, I think that's a great question. But if you're gun-shy, look, if he's a hero on Monday, he's going to be a hero on Thursday. This is not UC Davis where you need to get some publicity about your football team on TV and radio. It's freaking USC, for goodness sake.
Right.
They don't need to be thirsty like that. They have law enforcement security people that work in the athletic department that were not notified so they could properly vet it before it got out to the public. So whatever it is, guys, Josh Shaw is suspended indefinitely. USC says they don't know how he got hurt. I'm pretty sure that they do. Mm. And I think that the whole thing's going to basically blow over in a few weeks, and we might even see this guy on the field again for them when his ankles heal, unless they just kick him off the team, depending on what they're doing internally. But ultimately, it's just a giant distraction and embarrassment.
It is. This is not how Coach Sarkisian wanted to start his era, that's for sure.
Not fair to Sark either, really, because, you know, he's a good guy. And then another kid quits the team yesterday and calls him racist.
Yeah. What about that?
Well, that kid's just – the way I read that is that kid's just a knucklehead. But you know what? All this stuff is a product of USC. This guy, Josh Shaw, has had six coaches. He transferred from Florida. So he's had six head coaches in his career. This other kid – has had five because Pete Carroll recruited him, and then the four he had to deal with at SC before he moved, before he quit the team.
Right.
So when you have that many voices, you just, like, how many radio bosses have you guys had?
Hundreds.
You don't listen to them anymore, right?
Of course not.
Well, see, exactly.
You know, why bother getting to know them when there's going to be a new win in a year? That's how we look at it.
They stop trusting the adult voices around them.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And that's not an excuse for these guys. It really isn't. But I think these kinds of stories are a product of the tumult at SC in the last 4 or 5 years.
If I could just poke a hole in your theory, though, P, you said you read a lot about it, and it seems like it's possible, you're guessing that he might be running from the police. If he jumped out of a third-story window and broke both ankles, how did the police not catch him?
That's a great question, but I'm going to poke a hole in you.
All right.
Let's say that you're the captain of a USC football team.
Right.
Let's say you're 22 years old and not a broken-down old radio dude.
Right.
Okay. Let's say that you just got voted captain, and now you're running from the cops.
Yeah.
A fugitive of justice.
Sure.
Drive to Palmdale on two busted ankles, get away from the cops. Hell, that guy could have driven to Canada.
All right.
I mean, you know, and it's not broken ankles. They're high ankle sprains.
Right.
But
Can be worse
than broken ankles.
Yeah.
But no, I think for a young guy like that, adrenaline can take you really far. I remember busting my ankle in a USC football practice and following my girl around the Beverly Center the whole day later. So, you know, I mean, I wasn't sweating it either.
All right. This was in the pre-Fatros days.
Well, yeah, 212.
All of those things aside, how is USC going to be this year?
Good. They're a good football team. I mean,
are they as good as UCLA?
No, not on paper right now. But, you know, college football, look, I could be some bold idiot prognosticator, and I will be. You know, I think UCLA is going to beat them. You know, I think UCLA has a chance to win the Pac-12 and get in the big playoffs and win the whole thing. UCLA is that good. But these teams change dramatically as the season goes on. And even if it's a good college football team and you know all the personnel, they're really not going to develop their identity for till a couple games into the season, sometimes a month.
And you always remind us how young they are and how many mistakes they could make just because of youth.
Yes, because of that. But USC is still the most talented team around. They don't have a loaded roster because they just got off their sanction, so they're going to probably play with like 64 scholarship guys, which is 20 short, but that doesn't mean they can't compete.
Okay.
I see about a 10-win season for USC, and I really think we're going to have a very meaningful crosstown showdown at the end of the year that's going to be for a lot of the marbles, so to speak.
How excited are you in our remaining moments with the great Petros Papadakis here on the Cabinet Beach? How excited are you that there's
not going to do the Bachelor Report in the next segment?
No, we're not.
No, we're not. How excited are you that there's not going to be all the complaining at the end of the season as there has always been about how there's no champion, about how it's unfair and how it's a terrible system? I mean, this is the year that we actually do get the playoff system that so many have begged for, right?
You know, I hate to be such a contrarian, but
no, you don't.
But the truth is, I like talking about the BCS because I'm a college football analyst. I talk for a living,
right?
So it was great conversation. It was great for college football to have people, crossover people like you, talking about the BCS. Whether it was negative or positive, it was a good thing. Now we're going to talk about the playoff. And instead of number three or number four being pissed off because they didn't get into the big game, now number five and number six are going to be pissed off because they didn't get into the big game. But that's okay. It's still going to have a lot of conversation, and less people regionally are going to be upset. So I'm looking forward to just seeing, you know, what it is. But there are five power conferences: the SEC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, which very well could be the best, and that's our conference here on the West Coast, the Big 12, and the ACC. That's five power conferences. There's four spots.
So somebody is going to win the Big 10 or the Big 12.
And
or,
can even be undefeated and still not make the playoffs.
It'd be hard to see that, but yes.
Okay.
The one good thing about the playoffs, though, is we're going to get better scheduling. You know, we have great games this season in the first year of it, right in the first week of the season, where big-time teams are going to be shy from playing cupcakes because that committee is going to be very conservative and politically correct, it seems. So I'm excited about it.
All right, Petros, you hold on. We're going to get to the Bachelor Report. I think we have it scheduled for 11:05.
That's a freaking lie. You know what?
So you hold on.
That'll almost give P time to get up, get dressed, and drive down here.
I might deserve that, but that's a low freaking blow.
All right, P, are you on the radio today with Matt?
No, I will be, but I'll be on the phone. I'm going to be at Fox Sports 1 all day helping launch the college football season like I was last night. And again, my deepest apologies.
You can do no wrong.
We love you, P. Have a great weekend. We'll look for you on the TV. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56. That band is called Milky Chance.
Yep, nope. They are. They sure are.
They can't be. That can't be right.
Milky Chance.
That is an improper translation from German.
Who told us they called his penis that? It was one of our guests we were talking about. He's asking Bob Saget. Wasn't it Bob Saget?
That's right.
I think it was Bob Saget who said that. He makes me laugh.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday of Labor Day weekend. What's going on?
I am in here for sure.
A lot of people very disappointed, by the way. I have to address
what
this,
what happened
Ralph.
Now?
That they were hoping for a party machine. I think we spoiled them because we did the Kevin and Bean party machine to kick off the summer. Remember, for Memorial Day, and everybody had so much fun. But if you knew how much work it was for us behind the scenes to get that party machine on the air, you would understand there's not going to be one for a long, long time.
All Kevin and Bean said all day long is, this is so much work! This is so much work!
That was once we started doing the show.
Yeah, I don't mind the work. I'm just saying getting it cleared to do a party machine took so much effort that I don't think there's going to be another one for some time. So don't get your hopes up every time there's a big three-day weekend.
Our boss said he looks forward to the next one.
I'd say every 10 years.
That's what he said. In 10 years, I look forward to the next
right,
one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. By the way, thanks so much for sending all those entries into our Breakfast with Bean contest. I appreciate that. They are coming in. And just for example, Brian Hoish writes this one in. Would love to have breakfast with Bean. Bean reminds me of my dad. They are both weird, love IHOP and Denny's, are strange about lists, are bad at social situations, creepy and awkward. Oh, wait, what the F? I don't want to have breakfast with my OCD dad. It's painful. Instead, can I enter the Take a Party Bus with Kevin to Vegas sweepstakes?
There you go. That's the contest we should be doing.
That doesn't exist.
Before
right
the terrorists got there, said Brian. So, Brian, it was entering one contest, then switched midstream.
Mm. There is no breakfast with Bean contest, but I am supporting the Party Bus with
differ.
Kevin to Vegas contest.
Au contraire, mon frère.
I'll do it if you'll do it.
That's what I'm talking about. People asking about the Girl Next Door thing I was talking about last hour.
Yeah.
The Midnight Show tonight. They don't know how to get tickets, so I'm directing them now to New Bev Cinemas. NewBevCinema.com. NewBevCinema.com is
New Bev Sin is what we're going with. So.
NewBevCinema.com is the website where you can get your tickets for the 10th anniversary screening of The Girl Next Door tonight at midnight. So I just want to
give www.voicesfromspirit.com.
NewBevCinema.com.
/B21.
No, Linda. Linda.
N5.
It's NewBevCinema.com. NewBevCinema.com. Speaking of shortening things.
Yes.
Did you catch Jimmy Kimmel the other night where he had his mini Friends reunion?
Yes. I saw that one.
Jimmy Kimmel had on his television program.
I think it was two nights ago.
He had the lovely Jennifer Aniston as a guest.
Okay.
And so he surprised her by saying, you know, I'm a huge Friends fan. I've written a bunch of Friends fan fiction. Could you act some out with me?
Okay.
And so he walks her over and pulls his curtain aside, and it's a giant, perfect replica recreation of the kitchen from the Friends apartment.
Okay.
And sits her down, and they start doing this scene. Now, it's obviously a bit. It's a sketch that they've worked out, and Jimmy and her are having a good time playing. She's playing annoyed with him, and he's playing like he's creepy Bean with the thing. It's like he's playing Ross in the scene. Like,
right.
We're going to have sex now, aren't we? What was Phoebe? What the hell was her name on the show?
Rachel.
Yeah. And then Courtney Cox comes out, and Lisa Kudrow comes out, and they're all playing. It was very
interesting. That's why Jimmy's the best.
Yeah, Jimmy is the best, and it was a great, fun, that's the closest you'll ever get to a Friends reunion right there. But apparently, half of his audience are idiots, and thought that he really sprung it on Jennifer Aniston, and she was wildly uncomfortable while they were filming it.
Okay.
So he puts it up on YouTube, and all the YouTube comments are like, wow, Jennifer Aniston sure looks ticked off. I can't believe he would do this to her. She looks miserable, and Jimmy Kimmel's not a nice person.
What the hell?
So he opened his show last night by saying, it was obviously a sketch. We were all acting in it. How are you people... How do you not know that this was fake? This was a sketch. I didn't really spring it on Jennifer Aniston. How am I going to hide an $80,000 set, a recreation of the Friends apartment from her? So he just said it was funny how you put something up on YouTube that's real,
right,
and everybody jumps on it and says, oh, that's fake. But if you put something up that's obviously fake, half the people said it was real.
Yeah, true.
The reason I bring it up is he got one particular tweet from a girl who was insisting that it was a very awkward moment.
Okay.
When Jennifer Aniston was forced into this Friends reunion that she didn't want to have anything to do with.
Okay.
By that evil Jimmy Kimmel. Here's Jimmy talking about her tweet.
And Lynn's 090 had this gem, Totes Aki Momo. And Jennifer Aniston looked really pissed about the surprise Friends reunion. Really, does this mean someone typed the words Totes Aki Momo?
Yeah. Totes Aki Momo. For
I love it.
Totally awkward moment.
And by the way, Jimmy and Jennifer Aniston are actual real-life friends who go on vacation together, too,
yeah,
by the
friends.
Way. It's not like he was embarrassing her in any way.
It's so funny that people would just...
It was an obviously written sketch. And look, yes. Jimmy, I love Jimmy as much as anyone, but he's not Sir Laurence Olivier, you know, when it comes to acting. You could tell that he was acting throughout
right.
the whole sketch.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was very
I funny. Love that he killed off Chandler and Joey in his version of fan fiction, so it's just him and the girls, too.
Just him playing Ross, having sex with all the girls. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Elliot Gould is 76 years old today. Carla Gugino celebrates her 43rd birthday. Lea Michele of Glee turns 28. And Liam Payne from One Direction.
Oh, my God, it's One Direction. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm peeing in my pants. I am getting all over myself. It is One Direction.
Those two events were mutually exclusive, by the way. One had nothing to do with the other. Just because One Direction was there and Beer Mug was soiling himself.
That just does that regularly.
It's a natural occurrence.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So the Arctic Monkeys have been on a huge worldwide tour that will finally wrap up in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And we want you to be there in person. We're talking about airfare for 2-3-night hotel stay, tickets to see the band, the HSBC Arena in Rio. You can go to krock.com for details and to register to win. And then we'll do the grand prize drawing for that on Tuesday morning show. With the band, by the way. Arctic Monkeys are going to be here in our studio performing live on Tuesday.
Nice.
Love
it.
Sweet deal, right?
Yeah. Love it, love it.
All right. Dexter Holland from The Offspring coming up later this half hour. Right now, let's bring on our old friend Adam Sessler, who, of course, you remember from all those years on G4 and then Rev3 and lots of other businesses that have numbers of their names. Hi, Adam. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
I understand it's somebody's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's mine. I'm old. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. Thanks so much for spending a couple minutes with us. We thought of you because we always think of you whenever there's big video game news. And this is one that I think was so funny to see it reported on the various news channels because you could tell that most of the people reading the news had never heard of Twitch TV, and here it was acquired by Amazon for $970 million. Twitch TV is a huge deal. Tell our listeners why.
I mean, for the most part, what Twitch does is it allows people from their homes or, I guess, their offices to stream video games. They can just stream it to show off how skillful they are at the game, or actually, this is what I would do, is I play a game and kind of make it very entertaining, and it's become, like, wildly popular. I mean, I actually, to be honest, was skeptical when it first started that people would actually watch someone else play a game, because usually when I see that, I just want to go play the game myself.
Right.
But, yeah, people will watch for hours.
YouTube has had that for a long time where people will put up videos of themselves playing video games. And I come across them from time to time and I go, who wants to watch somebody else play a video game? Apparently, a lot of people.
A lot of people. I mean, it has been remarkably successful. I think one of the things that made this start to look appealing to companies like Amazon and Google, who clearly was in talks to buy them as well, is that both Sony and Microsoft integrated Twitch into the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. That was a pretty big sign of validation.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, what kind of numbers are we talking about here, Adam, if you know? How big is Twitch?
Twitch is very big. I had some numbers I pulled up in front of me, and I somehow closed that window, but I know we're talking in the hundreds of millions in terms of just views, and that's not just in the lifespan. That's, like, within a month.
I saw the story on Twitter,
And I didn't know what Twitch was, so I went there. And they were interviewing a quadriplegic whose nickname is No Hands Ken. And,
he obviously, you know, he really enjoys Twitch. His ability to actually play games, because it does require dexterity.
Yep.
He can supplant that by just watching other people play games. And that makes, it was kind of one of those aha moments for me as well. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. And I think a lot of people also like to watch other people play games to kind of make that purchase decision if they want to actually buy that game for themselves or not.
Oh, I see. I hadn't thought of it that way.
And if you're watching, and if you're watching players who are better than you, then perhaps you can feel some technique as well.
Exactly. And I think also as we're moving into a new era of games that are a little more interesting in terms of their competitive nature, so it's not just the Call of Duties, that you can watch people have matches against each other. Like you see one group that you know is really good and another one. This is really common right now with these games called MOBAs, like League of Legends, or a game called Dota, that, you know, people like to use this to watch a lot of competition as well. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. I do wonder if Amazon is really going to let this just stay as gaming. I think that there's value there for them that's a little broader than just the video game.
I don't have enough time to play video games. I certainly can't force in time to watch other people play video games.
I mean, I have to be honest. I like doing my Twitch stream with my friend Anthony Carboni. But after I was done with that, the last thing I wanted to do was like get that much more video game into my life. You know, it's something I talk about and play so much.
Yeah.
I know for one is that I can only watch a little thing here and there.
Gotcha. Well, it sold for $1 billion. That was shocking to me.
It really was. Yeah. And it hasn't been around that long. I mean, it's still kind of considered a startup, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're about 5-6 years into the lifespan of Twitch. I mean, this is also because, you know, when I started out doing what I did, the internet could barely handle video anything.
Yeah.
And that's why we had Tech TV. Yeah, it's just so interesting how things have changed so much over the years that, you know, you could then post a video that you had already recorded, and now we are, like, live streaming a video right through the internet with, you know, all this ease.
Yep, that's a great point. And it's interesting. I mean, the numbers are so huge, as you mentioned. I mean, it doesn't really matter what it is. If you can bring enough eyeballs, it can be a panda cam. And if you can get 20 million people watching it, there's somebody who's going to want to buy it or put advertising on it. I mean, you just got to go where the people are, I guess.
If somebody can kickstart potato salad, I think we're into a brand new era.
All right, exactly. One more question for you, birthday boy, and that is, you are no longer with Rev3 Games. Can you tell us what you're going to be up to next time we talk to you?
Yeah, so I kind of got out of the game journalism thing to start my own company, and it's called Theoryhead Incorporated. And I'm that new kind of really vague thing called a consultant.
Oh, I love that. It means whatever you want it to mean.
Exactly. It's really cool. So I am consulting, and I actually am working on some videos in conjunction with some publishers and some video games. I can't say what that is just yet, but something will be coming out very soon, and it's something I'm terribly proud of as well.
Good for you, which means you're going to be spending a lot more time at home in your underwear. Basically, that's what a consultant is.
That is what is happening right now as I talk.
All right. You can follow our friend Adam on Twitter, at Adam Sessler. Thanks so much for sharing this today with us today, Adam. We really appreciate it. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Our friend Dexter Holland from The Offspring has a fun way for you to spend your Labor Day on Monday. We'll talk to him coming up in about 10 minutes. First, though, everybody has those artists that are to you, inexplicably popular. Everybody seems to love that musical artist. They're all over the radio, and you just don't get it.
Huge hit after huge hit after huge hit, and all of them make me want to burn something to the ground.
Well, it sounds like the guy you're talking about, Kevin, is Pitbull, who is just one of the biggest recording stars in the world. He's the rapper out of Florida. He's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame here soon.
Tell me that you have heard his song Fireball.
Now, I have not heard Fireball yet. That's the new one, right?
Yes.
He had the World Cup song recently this summer. He had the big number one with Kesha called Timber a couple of months ago. That was a huge hit. I mean, he's been Don't Stop the Party. He's been all over the radio for like 15 years. But you've never, ever liked Pitbull. And now you're turning beyond just not caring or liking him. Now you hate him.
Oh, my God. This song just makes me just want... Oh, I can't explain the cartoon hate I have for it. My vocabulary will not work for this because...
So where were you when you first heard it?
I think it was at home. I don't know. Maybe I was in the car.
You just punched it around and it just came on the radio. And you said, what fresh hell is this?
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know, the roof on fire, we got a boogie, oogie, oogie. Those are the lyrics.
Well, let me hear some of this, this fire.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know, the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire.
Now, right there, I'm out.
But how are you?
Really, your lyrics are baby, 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 I'm on fire.
But you're Mr. Brazil. Isn't this exactly the kind of music that the people down there are just dancing to in the streets?
No, they listen to a good version of this music out in Brazil. This is fresh. This is hell. Who likes Pitbull? I don't get that.
It's kind of catchy, though.
I have to tell you, it didn't sound that bad to me either. No. I got to be honest. This is the first time I'm hearing Fireball.
I do seem to be the only one on the I Hate Pitbull.
I mean, it could burn very fast. I can see where it would get really annoying, but right now it's
Let me hear some more.
Kind of
fun.
I said, baby, 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 I'm a Fireball.
I can see shaking that ass to this.
Come on.
What is it? I mean, it's got a good beat. You can dance to it. But what is it about Pitbull? Is it his accent? Is it just...
I think it's his accent. I think it's his Mr. 150%. I think it's his persona. It's so annoying.
That laugh.
It's just everything about him is just awful. And well, I know not everybody agrees with me. I'm down with that. But it drives me out of my mind.
Well, this is going to be a totes aki momo because Pitbull is on the phone with us right now, Kevin. I'm sorry to say we actually have Mr. Bull joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Pitbull.
I'm a fireball.
That's not a song.
It's absolutely a song.
That's not a song.
150% it's a song.
You got more than
five, Mr. Worldwide, Dade County, Hialeah.
I see. He's schooling you. He's schooling you, Kevin.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Dolly.
So Pitbull, you're on fire.
I'm a fireball.
I like it.
Fireball.
Yeah. You like that?
Your show 50%.
We're only 50?
50%. You add the beautiful women and the club, it's 100%.
Okay.
For my music and the beautiful women and the club and your show, it's 150%.
Yeah. There you go. That's what
we
should be shooting for.
And the music and the beautiful women and the club and your show, it's 173%.
That's a lot of percentage, Pitbull.
How high can it go, Pitbull? What percentage?
Sky's the limit. It's a 305, Mr. Worldwide.
Right, Mr. Worldwide.
Got it. Am I conquered, or should I say I saw I conquered, I came.
This little chico on fire, he no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he's running the game. Now, come on. People.
Got a little bit of Monica in my life.
That is Mambo number 5.
No, it's a Mambo 150%.
Oh, it sounded good. Get Pitbull out of our head. It's a world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ and 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Rage Against the Machine is a good palate cleanser.
Yes.
Isn't it? We've been doing the show for a long time, Kevin, and we've had thousands and thousands of guests over the years. But I think of all the ones without breasts, Dexter Holland has to be near the top of one of our favorites. Wouldn't you think?
I wouldn't.
That's quite a list.
I don't have the category of people without breasts.
I'm saying, obviously, all of our favorite guests would be the chicks. But
sure.
You take them out of the list, Dexter's got to be one of our favorites that we've ever had on the show. And it's always a pleasure to welcome the man himself back to the program. How are you, Dexter?
Hey, how's it going? Wow, what a welcome.
How's the, what are you doing? You guys are on tour right now? How's that going?
Well, I'm getting breasts so I can really make the top of the list. No, we're on tour. We're playing in Phoenix today and San Diego tomorrow and San Francisco on Sunday.
Wow, busy Labor Day weekend for you, and then you're headed on home for Monday, and you are going to be at a very special event down at Wee Man's Chronic Taco Store in Redondo Beach. This is the fourth year in a row for what, Dexter?
That's right. We're doing the Gringo Bandito and Chronic Taco's Taco Challenge, which is a taco eating contest, and we got Kobayashi.
Is this the first time he's participated in the challenge?
No, he's been there every year. He's the man. He's the, you know,
it's so
the, he's the...
It's so funny that you would assume, and I would too, that everybody knows the name Kobayashi because it's such a weird category that he's famous in, which is eating a lot. It's a strange category, but everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him. I mean, he's on The Simpsons, you know. I met him a few years ago because he came to an Offspring show and we're talking backstage. And I let him try some of my hot sauce, and he drank like a gallon on the spot. And so I knew that there was something there. I had to put together a contest.
Wow, that is unbelievable, because Dexter's hot sauce is no joke, by the way. Gringo Bandito, that's a serious hot sauce is what that is. All right, so you'll be there. Wee Man will be there. You've got Kobayashi. You've got a lot of the other big names in competitive eating. The Bear is going to be there. Jamie McDonald and Damon Wells is going to be there. And what's the setup? How does it work for people who come down to watch? Can anybody come down and participate, or is it just come down and watch?
Well, we set up an amateur round. I think it's already filled up now. But, you know, it's noon to 3 on Labor Day Monday. It's right by the beach. It's free. There's bands playing, a couple bands. There's food. There's giveaways. There's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's a great way to spend a Labor Day. I'm going to be there. Wee Man's going to be there. I think Wee Man's bringing a couple of his jackass friends, and it's going to be a great time.
Are they just friends that are jackasses, or are they from the TV show Jackass?
We're going to find out. Okay. Both, I think.
Okay, both. All right.
How many, if you remember, Dexter, how many tacos have been eaten at previous competitions for this event?
Well, yeah, Kobayashi is the world record holder at our event. He ate 106 tacos.
And what amount of time?
10 minutes.
That's unbelievable! 106 tacos in 10 minutes! Think about that, people. Think about it.
That's talent.
Yeah, that is.
The Chronic Taco Store, by the way, is on Pacific Coast Highway, 306 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach. It's going to be noon to 3 on Monday. 15% of the proceeds made that day are going to go to a charity called No Kid Hungry. And I understand Chronic Tacos throughout the month of September has a deal where you make a donation, they give you a free taco kind of thing. So they are trying to raise a bunch of money for that event. So that sounds like fun. How's the hot sauce doing? Are you worldwide, Dexter?
Well, almost. We're in Europe now, and we're across the U.S., and it's going great. It's just a lot of fun. It's just funny to go and see your stuff in a supermarket.
10-year-old Dexter Holland would have looked at this and gone, what am I doing? Right? Like, how did I get to a point where I'm a mogul in hot sauce?
Somebody had to do it.
That's insane.
Did you get into hot sauce because you just weren't satisfied with the hot sauces that were at the time available?
No, it was more because I was like a fan of hot sauce and Mexican food and growing up in Southern California, and I thought this would just be a cool thing to do.
Muggs, let's get a review from you because Dexter sent us over a bunch of breakfast burritos this morning with the Gringo Bandito hot sauce on there. How are they holding up for you?
Oh, my God. It makes everything taste 100% better.
Mm. Yeah, I wish you were further from me.
This is bacon and chorizo burritos that Dexter sent over this morning, by the way, which is exactly how you want to start your Friday. That's pretty amazing. All right. So we'll put that information up on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page for folks who want to go down and join Dexter and Wee Man on Monday. We have to ask you about one other unrelated thing, Dexter, while we have you on the phone. If you have just another minute.
Sure.
All these celebrities in the world have contributed, along with lots of regular folks like us, to try to raise money to fight, to do research on ALS, to fight that terrible disease, ALS. It's over $100 million raised with something called the Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, I know you've been out on the road, but surely you've heard about it, right?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. Well, your little friend Chip, who answers phones here on the Kevin and Bean Show, did her Ice Bucket Challenge last week. And the Offspring is one of the celebrities that she called out. And we've not heard anything back from you. And we're just wanting to make sure that the message got to you guys that the gauntlet has been thrown down. You have been challenged to also do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Wow. No one had challenged us before. I had not heard about that. Of course, Chip's one of our great friends. And
you're on the clock.
Awesome.
You're on the clock, dude. You got 24 hours. That's how it works.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
All right.
All right. Woo.
Fantastic. Hey, maybe you do it Monday when you're down there at Wee Man's place.
Sounds great.
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that video online. And thank you very much for participating in that. And thanks for letting us know about the event on Monday. Have a great time and a great Labor Day weekend, Dexter. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Hey, likewise. Thanks, you guys. Great talking to you.
Thanks. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
8:55.
Get out.
Get out.
What?
Get out.
What?
Get out.
I didn't do anything wrong.
You were yelling at Dave.
Well,
not me.
Dave has to be stopped.
He needs to be stopped with force if necessary.
Yes, preferably with force. Even if it's not necessary, just do it.
Let's all calm down. We got 1 hour to go. We can do it, all right? We can land this plane. Let's just all do our jobs and just concentrate.
How am I supposed to concentrate when Longmire's been canceled?
Really? You were the only one watching it.
Longmire.
What's Longmire?
Oh, Kevin.
What is it?
You don't know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
You don't even know.
I don't know.
What's Longmire. A&E's network, the Western, the Sheriff Western thing. The modern day Western. Longmire. Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, that's the first thing that you've said that I recognize.
Longmire.
All right.
I like Longmire. Katie Sackhoff. It's really well written. It was really entertaining.
Yeah.
It was a big hit for A&E, too. And then for some reason, they've canceled it.
No, that's what they do is they go through and all of their big hits they cancel.
Listen. 4.6 million viewers.
Why would they cancel it?
I don't know. But it's been canceled. Maybe it's expensive to make. I don't know.
It could be.
But it was, it's a really good show. It's well done.
Yeah.
Think you'll enjoy it.
Nope.
Don't get too attached to it now, though. You know, I heard you guys talking to Dexter Holland from The Offspring about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yes.
It didn't take long for something that was a groundswell of support for a charity, something heartfelt and effective, to become just a greedy, horrible corporate cash grab.
Has it been ruined now?
Who ruined it?
The ALS Foundation is now moving forward with a legal action to trademark the phrase Ike's Bucket Challenge.
No.
So that any other charity tries to do that, they would be infringing on the trademark owned by ALS.
That's a suck fest.
The ALS Association,
really?
Which has raked in more than $94 million in well-meaning, open-hearted donations, are now looking to trademark the phrase Ice Bucket Challenge.
That couldn't be crappier.
So that no one else,
what?
No other charity would be able to do the same thing.
Why would they
make any money off of it?
Why would they do that?
Because they're evil assholes.
I guess you could call it Ice Water Challenge or some other thing. But
you shouldn't have to.
Then it's the big game. It's the big game party.
I hear you. Yeah, that seems...
Is that just a...
That's a bad reaction.
That makes them ungrateful little bitches.
Doesn't it?
That's what that does.
Doesn't it? Isn't that horrible of them?
That's a bad reaction. Yeah. They're going to rethink that.
So grateful for this thing existing.
And they're going to rethink that, and they will put out an apology today.
That is the opposite of all of the good spirits and well-intentioned behavior that's been going on to their benefit all this time.
Correct.
It's them.
They've raised $100 million.
It's them scrooging Bah Humbug on Christmas, and they're the beneficiary.
I poured ice water on myself and donated both, and why are they doing this?
Because there's money to be made, I guess, someplace, somewhere. They have put applications in with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, as well as Ice Bucket Challenge, to trademark both of those so that anyone who tries to use it in conjunction with a fundraising effort would have to, of course, pay them a certain amount of registration fee, or otherwise they'd be held in trademark.
Maybe they're just looking at it like they're protecting the future of raising money.
Of ice?
No, raising money for their charity. Like, that works so well for them.
No one's taken it away from them.
I know, but if it's... I'm just trying to think from their standpoint. I can't imagine why they would do it, but they're doing it.
Don't be dicks.
Yeah, don't be dicks.
It's a good message.
Don't be dicks.
USA! USA! USA!
Hey, you want to know who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars? It's leaked, man. It's leaked. These people are going to dance with the stars.
Is that show still on?
Yes. And how about Sadie Robertson? We'll see her dancing.
Sadie, from that show or movie or website.
That's Phil's granddaughter from Duck Dynasty.
Sure.
How about Lolo Jones?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He is not one of the stars who's dancing.
Who is she?
Runner?
She is an Olympian.
Oh, okay.
She participated in
I remember her.
At least one Olympic event in one of the Olympics recently. Or a while ago. or will be in the Olympics upcoming.
I feel like she was a runner, and then they tried to put her in the luge or something. I feel like she's one of those who's tried to do a couple of different things.
You don't want to stick her in the luge, man. That sounds painful. General Hospital star Antonio Zapata Jr.
I know the name anyway.
I do too.
I knew his dad, Antonio Sabato Sr., did great work. He was a third base coach.
Is that true?
Nope.
Okay.
No idea.
What are you talking about, then?
Just stringing words together.
I just want
the show to be over so I can go on vacation. Janelle Parrish.
Oh, who?
Pretty Little Liars, Janelle Parrish.
I don't know.
I know.
Andy Dorfman.
Oh, from Dorf Loves Golf.
The Bachelorette. Nice Tim Conway pull, though. I like that. She was the Bachelorette most recently.
Okay.
Now, here's some names you know. American Ninja Warrior, Casey Catanzaro. She was the girl who did all the things with the thing.
Oh, just destroyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we had her on. She's great. Yeah.
And Randy Couture.
Okay. From The Expendables.
There's a name.
Now we got it.
So now you know.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Except for Randy Couture.
Yeah. You know, Celine Dion is leaving Caesar's Palace.
Oh!
Because she made all the money?
She made all the money, and now her husband's apparently sick. And so she is leaving to take care of him full time. So that leaves the Caesar's Palace Coliseum Theater, with a lot of dates to fill. So they're looking for a new artist to sit down and live inside the Coliseum. Well, not perform. Just live
just
there.
Live there.
No,
take care of the
their
place.
Show will live there in Vegas, and you will come to see them at Caesar's Palace.
Can I make a suggestion?
It is a 4,300 seat theater that needs to be filled with all those dates that have been left.
But I've got a guy.
That have been left empty because of Celine Dion's vacancy. Now they have, in a hurry, have to fill up all those shows.
But
in
I've
order
got
to make
the
their...
perfect entertainer to fill those seats each and every night of the week.
Who would that be, Bean? Here's how they're looking to fill a 4,300 seat venue.
Here's how I
he
work.
He couldn't fill a 43 seat venue.
You're wrong. Here's how I work. If I'm in Vegas and that guy's playing there, I am going to that show. I'm not Celine Dion. I could care less.
It's an audience of one for the Armenian comedian. You.
If that guy's playing, I'm drinking
right, how
and
about,
I'm there.
How about if we take Recorder Guy doing Wrecking Ball, and as an opening act, we get the guy who did...
Don't like it? Good. We're putting together a show now.
Right?
Right. And then...
And the hand farter.
The hand farter. Hell of a
then,
show. They should take
maybe
us.
Maybe just real quick, like right before intermission, this guy comes out.
Right.
And then after that is...
By the way, no eating something. Isn't that a little vague?
What do you think, Ralph? Now you're in?
That's a show right there.
You guys should be promoters.
Honestly, you'd go to that.
Really?
You would get a load on.
Like a modern day Barnum and Bailey.
You would get a load on and you would be there early.
You're the Ringling Brothers. actually, they're making offers to Adele, Blake Shelton, and Miranda Lambert, Prince, and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Not talents to the quality that you guys suggested,
well,
but
I mean, those
are
okay as backups if our team doesn't come through.
Yeah, if your team. It's your team, all right. Today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars were born on today, August the 29th. Liam Payne from One Direction is 21.
Hey, One Direction! What are you guys putting in your hair?
That's some investigative journalism right there. Lea Michele, you know her from Glee. 28 years old today. Speaking of Glee, have you ever watched a Hollywood Game Night?
I've never heard of it.
Jane Lynch is the host of
what
it.
Are all these,
television program.
What are all these weird words you're saying today?
Longmire was on Hollywood Game Night the other night.
No.
Hollywood Game Night is a game show.
Okay.
Featuring
that she's the host of?
High-powered celebrities, and Jane Lynch from Glee, like Lea Michele, that's what made me think of it, is the host of it.
Heard of it, never seen it.
It's very entertaining.
It is?
I watched it last night for the first time.
Okay.
And I thought, wow, this is entertaining.
Will I be okay without it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can live a long,
that's important
happy,
to know.
Happy, healthy life without having watched it.
What about this guy?
No, he has to watch it.
All right.
Carla Gugino is 43 years old today, and actor Elliot Gould celebrates his 76th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, quick reminder, Arctic Monkeys going to be here with us live on Tuesday morning, performing live on the Kevin Bean Show. And while they're here, we'll do a grand prize drawing, and we will all call you the winner of airfare for 2-3-night hotel stay in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and tickets to go see the Arctic Monkeys at the HSBC Arena. You can register for that. Get all the details on krock.com. Well,
you have some sad music before we...
Let me find some sad music.
Before we destroy people?
Because I think this is going to be a very painful moment for our friend Aisa, who's on the phone that we'll go to in a second, and maybe other Hello Kitty fans. A scholar anthropologist named Christine Yano was putting together an exhibit she was curating for Los Angeles' upcoming Hello Kitty retrospective at the Japanese American National Museum. And in the course of her dealings with the company, they wrote back to her and gave her this note. I was corrected very firmly, she said. The one correction that Sanrio, the parent company of Hello Kitty, made for my script for the show is that Hello Kitty is not a cat. Hello Kitty, repeating, is not a cat. Isn't her name Hello Kitty, and doesn't she look exactly like a cat?
I dispute that. That's just crazy.
And all the merchandise,
yes,
is a cat.
It's a cat, right?
Now, the reason we bring this up is because our marketing director, Aisa, has everything that has ever been made Hello Kitty. She owns it all.
She's obsessed. It's her jam. Hello Kitty is her thing. She is not a cat. She is a cartoon character. She is a little girl. She is a friend, but she is not a cat, says Sanrio. She is never depicted on all fours. She walks and sits like a two-legged creature. She does have a pet cat of her own.
Oh, stop it.
Charmy Kitty. Well, let's bring Aisa into the conversation and see if she can help us make sense of what on the surface is apparently senseless to me. Hi, Aisa. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show, my love.
Good morning, you guys.
Now, is this news to you as well, or are we just out of the loop on the Hello Kitty world?
No, well, you are, because it was released 2 days ago. And
yeah, we know that.
I'm actually at home, and I had to take the day off. I'm devastated.
Hello Kitty is not a cat. But why? Here's my question. They've sold billions of dollars. Aisa's collection is probably worth $100 million alone. Why do they need to come out and spoil your dreams?
Well, they have to crush all of my... I don't even know what to do with all my things anymore.
Just tell them that it's a cat. Who cares what it is?
Well, here's my other concern. They're saying that she's anthropomorphic,
yeah.
Which is... A furry? Does that mean Hello Kitty's a furry?
I don't know.
I can't wrap my brain around this.
I don't know either, but I'm going to go with yes. That's what it means.
They say that she is a little girl. Her name is Kitty White. She is a Scorpio who adores apple pie. She's in third grade. She lives outside of London. But again, she's not a cat.
She has a boyfriend, too.
She has a boyfriend? She's in third grade. What a whore.
Daniel.
Wait, what's her boyfriend's name?
Dear Daniel is her boyfriend, and he also looks like a cat.
You know what? Not. Not a cat.
He's got to be a little boy then, too. Now, please explain, because this is the most curious thing about the whole reveal for me, Aisa, and I'm sure you spent some time talking about it. Why does her pet cat look almost exactly like Hello Kitty herself? The pet cat just has a different ribbon, right? But otherwise, it's a twin.
No, technically, it's Charmy Kitty, and she's a Persian.
Wow. Wow.
She listens to everything Hello Kitty says.
You know I love you, Aisa, but you are insane.
So Charmy Kitty is different how from Hello Kitty in terms of what they do and say and how they act?
Well, here's the difference. Hello Kitty, as they stated, has never been depicted on all fours, so she's technically not a cat. Charmy Kitty is a cat, and she's often on all fours. So if you're on all fours, does that mean you're a cat?
Well, I think Dear Daniel has probably seen her on all fours.
You're
the one who brought up that she's got a boyfriend. She's in third grade, for God's sakes, Aisa.
She has a boyfriend. She has a boyfriend. I can't handle this devastation.
What are you going to do? Are you going to have a massive sale?
No.
Everything must go?
Well, you know, Kevin, half that stuff is from you.
I know.
You encourage this madness.
I know. But there's nothing more to buy, A.
Well, they keep coming out with new stuff all the time.
And
there's
B,
always something new.
It's not a cat. So, I mean.
Stop, Kevin.
So, I'm saying for me, that ruins it.
It
my love of Hello Kitty has been dampened. So, are
Hello
you still.
Hello Kitty was damaged a long time ago when I started.
Are you still invested in what are they saying? I'm sure you're on the Hello Kitty chat rooms. What are they all saying? Like, what's people's reaction? Are people going to stick with it?
If she has ears, a tail, and whiskers, she's a cat. So she's not a cat, but she's a cat. She's a cat.
So they're just refusing the truth. They're just saying, wrong, it's a cat.
Okay, are they going to tell me Grumpy Cat's not a cat, too?
Well, Grumpy Cat is a cat, though. Grumpy Cat's an actual cat.
Well, that's what we thought about Hello Kitty.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, look, at some point, and turn the radio down, kids under 11, at some point, you just have to come to grips with whatever you want Santa Claus to be. And maybe that's what Hello Kitty is like for you, is you want to believe, so you will.
Don't ruin Santa Claus for me, too.
Not at all. Not at all. All right, so you're going to just take the weekend and just think about it, just quiet reflection, right?
I'm going to think about it, and I might have to switch over to loving Groot now.
Okay.
Oh, Groot. Groot's
awesome.
Groot's
a good choice. Nothing wrong with Groot.
I think Groot's a tree.
All right, Aisa.
Is he a tree?
I think.
What is he? A tree? A cat?
I don't know.
Impossible to tell.
I love, but I hate you guys. You just made my day even more difficult.
Thanks, darling.
Bye now. You are serious about going, aren't you?
Yes. Leaving as soon as I get up. Honey, don't play with the microphone. There we go. I know it's soft, but it's okay.
Ralph Stoddard is here.
Yes. Four-year-old Olivia. You want to say hi to everybody?
Hi.
So we won't have any Farrah Abraham stories in this showbiz beat.
No,
like.
We won't. It's all G-rated showbiz now.
Oh, that Frozen was sure a good movie, wasn't it?
Do you like Frozen?
Yes.
Who's your favorite character in Frozen?
Elsa.
Yeah,
Elsa. She's the best.
Yeah, I like Olaf.
We look at him the same way sometimes, Olivia.
All right. Should we do showbiz and go
Let's
home?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing your daughter sing along with Bill Bogart in a couple of minutes,
She doesn't know that one.
Oh, really?
Let it go. We sing Let It Go at the end of the showbiz. She doesn't know that.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. Blake Lively was attacked by bees.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
Just before she was 27 years old, she survived a...
What's that?
That's her. That's a picture of Blake Lively. And she got attacked by a swarm of bees.
That's not good.
Celebrating her 27th birthday. But by all accounts, she's fine. She said she was shaken and swollen after the attack, but she persevered, and Ryan Reynolds had them all murdered. So
is that right?
We put out a contract on
them. I have the clip from Blake when the bees attacked.
Oh, great. What is it? What is it? What is that? Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!
Sounds very painful.
That sounds very painful, yeah.
She sounds a lot like a dude.
Well.
I'm just saying.
The Blacklist. Have you caught up with The Blacklist? If you haven't.
Yes, and I love it.
Netflix just bought the
Daddy?
Streaming rights. Yes, honey.
Why is the microphone so soft?
Why is the microphone so soft? That's so I can't, if I breathe into it or spit on it, that people won't hear it. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Netflix picked up The Blacklist, and they will be streaming season one of the show. So if you've missed it, now you can binge watch via Netflix. Reportedly, awesome. They paid $2 million per episode for rights to stream the show.
Wow.
That doesn't seem like it would make economic sense.
It does not make sense to
me
either.
I mean, it was a hit, but it wasn't that big a hit.
Yeah, so if you want to catch up, you can.
I love that show.
Olivia, you're not going to believe what a terrible FBI agent that lady is on that show.
She loves it. What do you like to watch on TV, Olivia?
Peppa Pig,
yeah. That's sure. A good one, yeah. Who's Batman's secret identity? You know Batman really is? Who is he?
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. The kid knows all the important stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Kid knows all the important stuff.
Oh, Olivia.
Should
I'm
we
so
go on
sorry.
Vacation? You want to go on vacation?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Me too. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. These people were born today, which is the day that they were born. All of these people, every single one of them was born on the 29th. Elliot Gould is 76 years old today. Carla Gugino turns 43. Leah Michele turns 28. And Liam Payne of One Direction is 21 years old today. Is that funny? What is it, the bell that makes you laugh?
You're not going to do the 5 seconds of summer story, Ralph?
I'm not doing the 5 seconds of summer story.
Really? Because a lot of people might not have heard it yet. It is just breaking.
You should go online then and check out the story of the guy of 5 seconds of summer.
It's time for your daughter to learn about Snapchat.
He was on Snapchat, and he showed all of himself.
Yeah.
And the girl who he was showing to, she recorded it and put it back up on the internet.
She posted it.
Everything lives forever. Never take naked pictures of yourself, Olivia, because they'll live on forever on the internet. Deal? Do we have a deal?
Yes.
All right. Good.
There you go.
I'm Ralph Garner. I walk the show with speed. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Olivia.
Say bye.
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 Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's a suck fest.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Roll another one.
And I have to say, I have goosebumps.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Sounds great.
And I need another hit.
Very special video presentation called Even My Tongue Is Fat. But right now, to begin with, let's start things off in our telethon with a song.
Roll,
roll, roll.
Let's have it.
I don't have another cent.
Why do you? This is exasperating.
But don't bogart that joint.
Stop resisting before I pepper spray you.
Just pass it around.
As long as I live, I will never ever have another erection.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I don't want anything to do with your wings.
Just pass it on.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Forever, they're going to remember me. The gang. Maybe not Dave, though. I see them forgetting Dave.
Well, this was fun. Let's do it again. Really, let's do it again.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The 2014 blah, 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 blah. LA is where we're at. That's what we're repping. 818-213-310. Peace.
Thug Life!